This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Viraj.
And Christine Wong.
Almost time to wrap up for the day, but of course we've got one more story. Before we get to that, though, we're going to address a message we've had via WhatsApp.
This comes from Kyle, who says, won't the pox smell like the food that the pig has been fed? We're coming back to the cockroach story. So,
great.
Yeah, and as she also says that, and yes, if they escape from the farm, better burn them as they fly out. Mm. Worst nightmare will be to work there.
See, that was my point.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of people working there. It's it is not.
We don't need the image.
The first point, won't the food smell like the food that the pig's been eating?
I don't think that's how food works.
But also, to be honest, I'm really at a point where it's like, I don't know.
Let's move on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a final story to wrap up for. 10 mistakes smart people never make twice. Christine, yes. Take it away.
Researchers from the Clinical Psychophysiology Lab, there we go, at Michigan State University found that people fall into one of two camps when it comes to mistakes. So there are those who have a fixed mindset like, forget this, I'll never be good at it. And those who have a growth mindset, which is like, what a wake-up call. Let us see what I did wrong so I don't do that again. Because the whole point of making mistakes is to learn from them and then not repeat them. But apparently we're not very good at the not repeating part. So these are 10 mistakes that smart people will not repeat. Okay? Number one, believing in something or someone that is too good to be true. Some people might be so charismatic and confident that it can be tempting to follow anything they say. Pyramid schemes.
Eat this pill and lose weight in 15 minutes.
Indeed. But, you know, smart people only need to be tricked once before they start to think twice about a deal that sounds too good to be true. Smart people will ask serious questions before getting involved because they realize that no one, themselves included, are as good as they look. Number two. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Very famously, Albert Einstein said that doing exactly that is insanity. And there are a lot of people who seem determined that 2 plus 2 will eventually equal 5 if they just try hard enough. So smart people need only experience the frustration once. If you keep the same approach, you will get the same results. So, like, don't do that. Try something different. Number three, failing to delay gratification. We live in a world where books can instantly appear on our e-readers, news travels far and wide, and just about anything can show up at our doorsteps in as little as a day. Smart people will know that gratification does not come quickly and hard work comes long before the reward. And they also know, more importantly, how to use this as motivation instead of feeling that it's not going to come fast enough. Number four, operating without a budget. You cannot experience financial freedom until you operate under the constraint of a budget, which forces you personally and professionally to make thoughtful choices about what you want and need. You only have to face the insurmountable pile of bills once before you get your act together, ideally, starting with a thorough reckoning as to where your money is going. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that. Number five, losing sight of the big picture. It's very easy to just become head down busy and work so hard on what's right in front of you that you lose sight of the big picture, but smart people can learn how to keep this in check by weighing their daily priorities against a carefully calculated goal. Not that they don't care about small-scale work, they just have the discipline and perspective to adjust their course as necessary. Number six, all you students out there, me included from a while ago, not doing your homework. Everyone's taken a shortcut at some point, whether it was copying a friend's biology assignment or strolling into an important meeting unprepared. Smart people realize that while they occasionally get lucky, that approach will hold them back from achieving their full potential as there is no substitute for hard work and due diligence. Plus, if you don't do your homework, you never learn anything. So, number seven, trying to be someone or something you're not. It's something to try to please people by being whom they want you to be. But this is a degeneration of authenticity, basically. And if you're not authentic with people, they can tell and they might not really enjoy that and will think that you're not a nice person. So don't do that, basically. Number eight, trying to please everyone. It's kind of the similar thing with number seven. Almost everyone makes this mistake at some point, but smart people realize quickly it is simply impossible to please everybody, and trying to please everyone pleases no one. Number nine, playing the victim. News reports and our social media feeds are filled with stories of people who seem to get ahead by playing the victim. Smart people could try it once, but then they will realize quickly it's a form of manipulation and that any benefits will come to a screeching halt as soon as people see that it's just a game. But there is a more subtle aspect of the strategy, because in order to play the victim, you have to give up your power, and you can't put a price on that. Finally, number 10. trying to change someone. The only way that people change is through the desire and the wherewithal to change themselves. Still, it's tempting to try to change someone who doesn't want to change, as if your sheer will and desire for them to improve will change them, as it has you. Some people actively even choose other people with problems, thinking they can fix them. And again, smart people might make that mistake once, but then they realize that they'll never be able to change anyone but themselves. Instead, they build their lives around genuine, positive people and work to avoid problematic people that bring them down.
Mm-hmm. That last one can be used as relationship advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew somebody was going to say that. I've heard that many times.
Yes.
Yeah. That, and I think my favorite one is the trying to be someone or something you're not. Mm-hmm. That's the best one, because you can, if you know people, then you can tell if they're trying to pretend to be someone they're not or if they're genuine people.
The whole fake it till you make it thing?
Yeah. Didn't we talk about this on Wednesday?
Yes, we did.
We were like, how do you know if someone's putting on a face, or do you know they're, you know, they're actually being themselves?
It was Monday, in fact.
Monday, yeah.
With Frida.
Yeah, with Frida. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There we
go. Okay. Brilliant stuff. Right. Ladies and gents, it's time for us to wrap up for today. Thank you very much for your comments. If you want to get in touch after this and send us some more stuff regarding technological guilt tripping, something we can feedback on a little bit later on, 018-789-8899 on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio, of course. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via our app, which is in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We're on Spotify. You can head over to the website. We started off with that story about...
Technological guilt tripping. This is in line with Duolingo redesigning their owl to guilt trip you even harder, because it will cry in your email inbox if you don't use the app for a week.
And then we spoke about cockroaches and how they may solve food waste problems in China and maybe all over the world.
I just need to leave that for a second. Right, okay, moving on to story number three. How kids in China are trying to game at facial recognition software. They are trying their very best to get onto the games that Tencent are limiting them to. If they are under the age of 12, they're only allowed to play for 1 hour. Under the age of 18, you can only play for 2 hours. So they're using other people to try and unlock the game.
And finally, we wrapped up with 10 mistakes smart people never make twice.
Okay, if you want to listen to the Breakfast Grill replay, it's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Experian is regarded as one of the big three consumer credit reporting agencies alongside TransUnion and Equifax. They've been expanding beyond the Western Hemisphere and recently announced that they'll be investing in Jernexu Sundarian Bahad, the firm behind Ringgit. Ringgitplus.com. The Breakfast Grill spoke with them about their plans in Malaysia and for the region. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
Have yourselves a lovely weekend. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday at noon here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.